choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Ignite Your World Ministries and the Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Joe's Meats and Deli for their underwriting support of this program.
Stop by for all your cold cuts and deli meats. Joe's Meats and Deli offers the finest quality select cuts of beef, pork, chicken, sausage, and bacon strips. Just ask Bob the Butcher for your finest selections. Joe's Meats and Deli also offers homemade frozen dinners for two. Pick them up, put them in the oven. 30 minutes, dinner served. Perfect for the family on the go. Why spend time cooking in the kitchen when you can sit back and relax while Joe's Meats and Deli does it for you? Joe's Meats and Deli, located at the Bridge Plaza on the corner of Westmoreland and Port St. Lucie Boulevard in downtown Port St. Lucie.
Ignite Your World, Inc. and the Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Chris Marvin Electric for their underwriting support of this program. Chris Marvin Electric is licensed and insured. Chris Marvin Electric, now specializing in generator home installations, and is licensed for residential or commercial installation. Call today for honest, reliable work done correctly and efficiently. Chris Marvin Electric can be reached at 754-246-4129. That number again is 754-246-4129.
Have you been hurting from addiction, past hurts, fear, insecurity? Maybe your marriage is falling apart or your kids seem distant. If any of this sounds familiar, then it's time to break free from the chains, pains, and stains of the past. 2 Corinthians 3:17 declares, "Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Breakaway Recovery Group meets every Friday night at 7 p.m. in the Truth Church Cafe. Come out for a great worship experience. Sound teaching, small groups, and coffee. Don't you think it's time to be free from everything that's held you back? Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce, 34981. For more information, please call 772-461-8555.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I want to talk to you this morning. I want to talk to you today about how to approach life. How to approach life. How to approach the circumstances of life. The day in and the day out. With the right kind of attitude. I mean, sometimes when things get really tough, everything that you go through in life can really be either a good experience or a bad experience based on the attitude you have going into it.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Amen. I mean, there are things that we can get involved in our life. We can look at a situation that comes at us, and we can see everything negative about what's coming at us, and look at it with a bad attitude, and go into it the wrong way, and that thing will beat the snot out of us. And we come out the other way looking like we've been through something. You ever seen that movie, Twister? When they come out of that little tunnel at the end, and their hair was all... They've been through something, you could tell, right? Come on, amen. So what I want to talk to you about this morning is going through life with a nevertheless attitude. Somebody say
never the less.
Attitude. And really how to have a nevertheless moment in the middle of some of the moments of our lives that sometimes are very hopeless. Anybody ever face anything hopeless?
Yes.
and I go through some tough things and go through some tough times. I know I have. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word this morning. Heavenly Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, God, to let it penetrate deep in our hearts, God, to change us from the inside out, God, to make us into what you want us to be. Lord, I pray, God, that we are so ignited with truth today, God, that when we leave this place, God, we will never be the same. Father, I declare in Jesus' name, God, that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And God, your reign, God, reaches into the very crevices, God, of our heart and changes us from the inside out. And I just declare that in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray, God, that you use me today, that my words would be the words of the Holy Spirit. They would be the words of the Father. And God, they would be words of life, words of truth. And I just declare that in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Touch somebody and say, I'm ready for a nevertheless moment.
I'm ready.
I mean, nevertheless moments only come when you have a word over your life. First of all, you have to have a word. You have to have something that you're standing on. You have to have a promise. You have to have a dream. There has to be a vision. And then once we have that, we can build on that. In other words, there has to be this promise that we're believing for and that we're standing on, something that God spoke over us. It could have been a word of prophecy. It could have been something you read in Scripture and you said, that's mine. I'm going to hold on to that. Amen? And it looks like everything that's gone wrong and all the storms that have blown in, you still have this promise. You still have this word that you can point to. Amen? I mean, it's the word that carries us through. We'll be looking in Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. We'll begin reading right there. It says, so it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, somebody say nevertheless. At your word. Come on, it's all about the word. He said, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men. So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook and followed him. But when I got saved, I found out what the value of having a word over my life was. And this is for most people, this is true. Even when I wasn't saved, I knew what the value of having a word over my life was because I grew up in a Christian home and my mom spoke the word over my life. And in some of the most ugliest situations of my life, I knew that that word was still in my life. Even though I wasn't serving the Lord, there was a value to that word that was there. I knew there was a word. Come on, anybody got a word over their life this morning? When I got saved in jail. I didn't get saved the way most people get saved. I grew up in the church. Jesus came in my heart when I was little, but I walked away, you know, as a teenager. I became the worst of the worst. I was the preacher's kid personified. And if it was from God, I didn't want to have nothing to do with it. If there were Christians there, I wanted to mock them. I wanted to laugh at them. I wanted to point at them and say, you fool. How many of that lifestyle will lead you to a place of destitution? It leads you to a place of depravity. And it wasn't very long after that, about 8 years after that conclusion that I came to in my life, that God didn't really need to have nothing to do with me, I landed myself in jail. And at that point, I realized that I wasn't as smart as I thought I was, and I wasn't as wise as I thought I was, so I decided that Mama had it right all along, and that Daddy was preaching the word all along. There was a word over my life, and I remembered, and I prayed, and I said, Jesus, come into my heart, and if you'll have me, I'll come back. And in jail, I gave my heart back to the Lord at 23 years old. Amen? And I understood what the value of having a word over my life meant and how important it was. Later on, after I'd gotten out of jail, I started going to church. We went to a very large church. It was called Carpenter's Home Church. Very large membership, 8,000 people back in the late 80s, early 90s. That was a big church back then. It was one of the biggest churches in the country, certainly the biggest church in Florida. Mom and Dad were elders there and worked with Pastor Strader, and I grew up in this mega, super cultural Christian bubble. I mean, it was just a Christian bubble. They had something, you didn't have to go out in the world for anything. They had it all right there. They had a retirement community, man. From the time kids were born till the time you retire, they had some, just like the world has to offer. Amen?
And now, we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
So when I got saved, there was something to do every day of the week. And I, on Monday night, we'd go down and have Bible study. On Tuesday night, we'd go to the spiritual warfare room and get demons cast out of us. And on Wednesday night, we'd go to church. And on Thursday night, we'd go to the healing room. And on Friday night, we'd go to the prophetic room and get a word over our lives. I mean, there was something going on every night of the week. I didn't have any reason to be out hanging down, running up and down the road. After I got saved, I wanted to be in church every day if it was open. So guess what? Our church was open every day. I was there. And nothing could keep me away. And one of these times, I was in the prophecy room, and there was all these people. You'd sit down in chairs like this, and they'd have these people line up, and they'd pray in the Spirit, and they'd begin to hear God, and they'd just point you out and say, come here, I got a word for you. And you'd come up, and they'd begin to prophesy over your life and speak things over your life. And this one woman began to prophesy over me, and she said, your life ain't what you think it's going to be. She said, everything you planned is different. God's got a dream for you. You haven't even seen the whole thing. But she said, I see you working with people and working with young people, helping them get their life put together. I see hundreds of thousands of dollars going through your hands. I see you at Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas. I see you doing all kinds of great things for God. I said, yeah, right, lady. Because at that point in my life, I was facing about 60 years in prison. And I thought this woman was off a rocker. But I knew that the word over my life was good. Well, I got to the point in my life where I was just going to believe it. God said. I don't know if you know anything about criminal charges or not, but if you got 6 felony charges and 3 misdemeanors, and one of them included stealing a car and driving through a police roadblock on the road and running over a cop, you usually go to prison for that kind of a thing if they don't shoot you on the spot. So my trial lasted a year. And I was going to court every month, and I didn't have a high-priced attorney. Nobody saw my story on the news, and nobody rushed to my aid and wanted the publicity. I had a public defender who was not saved and did not know the Lord. But how many know God can use anybody?
Yes.
Amen? So she came to me the first time, and she said, Jason, you're not going to believe what I've done. I said, well, what'd you do? She said, I got you the deal of the century. I got you a plea bargain, the deal of the century. I said, what is it? She said, it's 7 years in prison. When you get out, 5 years probation. I said, nope, I'm not doing it. She said, what do you mean you're not going to do that? Have you lost your mind? It's never going to get better than this. It will never get better than this. I said, I don't care what you say. I've got a word over my life. What does that mean? I said, I got a word over my life. God said, I'm not going back to prison. You're insane. You will need to get another attorney, Mr. Baumgartner. I said, I'm not going to sign it. We're going to trial. Month goes by. She calls me again. I don't know who you're praying to. But I got to tell you this, Mr. Baumgartner. The prosecuting attorney called us. The state's attorney's office called us. And they offered us a deal. And you better say yes to this. It's 2 years in jail and 8 years probation. I said, well, that sounds great. Are you serious? She said, yeah. When can I bring the paperwork by? I said, you can't. What are you talking about? I said, I'm not signing that. I'm not going back to jail. Mr. Bumgarner, I am not going to put, you're going to get another attorney. That's it. I will not do this for you no more. I said, well, then you need to go get me another attorney because I'm not going to sign that. And we prayed. And we prayed. And I got off the phone and my hand was shaking. I thought, man, I hope I didn't mess something up. 2 years, 20 years. It could be ugly in a trial. How many know when you go to trial, they throw the book at you when you get sentenced? A couple months go by, she calls me again. You're not going to believe what I've done. I said, what'd you do? I got you 2 years house arrest and 8 years probation. I said, I'll take that. Now, how many of you know that there's no private attorney and no amount of money that could do what God can do? I was guilty for what I did. I repented for what I did, and I've made restitution for it. And I'm not saying God gets you out of everything, but he did give me a word of my life, and I stood on that word, and I had to have a nevertheless moment in my life, or I couldn't be up here with you today. I went on to go to drug rehab, and that was part of the sentencing, was that I'd go to a Christian drug rehab. But before I went, I had a friend of mine that was at the church with me, and before I got sentenced, I was on ROR, so I really wasn't on probation. I could do whatever I wanted. He said, hey, I'm going out to Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas. You want to go with me for a couple of weeks? I said, yeah. So I went out there for 2 weeks, and I'm walking around. This is where God's going to send me after he delivers me, and I'm thinking, yeah, this is awesome, and he's putting me in a place of training. Well, how many know God sent me to Christ for the Nations for a two-week vacation? He didn't send me here to get me trained. But the word that I had over my life, I thought that's what it meant. Where he did send me was to West Palm Beach to a place called the Regeneration Center. That when I got there, there was about 20 guys in the program. There was a director and there was an executive director, two employees. And I had been clean off of drugs for a year, serving God for a whole year, and just really turned on to Jesus. And I was there because I was court ordered to be there. And I get in the program and I'm there for 3 weeks and the director steals all the money and goes out and smokes crack. 3 weeks in a stand, I'm on house arrest. At this rehab, I'm going, God, what did you get? This is nothing like Christ for the Nations. What are you doing to me, Lord? I should be in Dallas at college with beautiful girls, not in a small house in the middle of crack town of West Palm Beach with 20 other guys and a director smoking crack. What are you doing, Lord? And he said, didn't I put a word over your life? I said, yes. Well, the executive director got promoted to be the director. And he comes to me and he says, I talked to the board. Since you've been serving the Lord for a year and you haven't used drugs, they want to offer you a job to be the executive director. I said, what does that mean? He says, well, that means that you'll have to take all the guys to all the different rallies. You'll have to go preach at churches and you'll have to teach class every day. And you pretty much operate the ministry and I work out of the office and book rallies. I said, well, I'm on house arrest. He said, well, it doesn't matter if you work here. That's part of your job. I thought, 5 weeks in the program, I'm in downtown West Palm Beach in the courthouse in Judge Mary Lupo's courtroom answering questions for a prisoner standing next to me. His name was Ricky. And she said, Mr. Bumgarner, can you tell me about your program? I said, ma'am, it's a wonderful program. I said, they can get changed there. It does have a Christian-based education. I said, but we teach them a work ethic. We teach them how to be successful in life. We teach them a career. And if you'll give him a shot, we'll take him in the program. She said, okay, I'm going to release him in your custody. I left the courthouse, drove down to the jail on Gun Club Road, walked in the jail. They released the guy in my custody. I signed him out. And I'm walking out of the jail going, I'm on house arrest working at a drug rehab, and I just had a prisoner released in my custody. Because God had a word over my life. That's amazing to me. And I don't celebrate the things that I've done wrong, but I celebrate the mercy of God. And now because of that, everything from that point on is I met Kim in West Palm Beach. My parents had a church in Lakeland, and they moved their whole ministry down here, and we all landed in this same area. And I'm standing before you today because God had a word over my life. I didn't go to Bible college at Christ for the Nations. I went to Regeneration Center drug rehab for school. You know? And here I am with married to Kim, and I've got this wonderful family, wonderful brothers. We're in the church, and I see what God has done. But how many know I had to come to a place in my life where there were nevertheless moments? We've had our school for 8 years now, and I look at the lives of these young men, and I look at a lot of them and go, man, I can see the road you're on. You're going to end up in a bad place if you don't change. And now I see how God has used my life and used my family to influence and change the direction of 14 and 15 and 16-year-old boys that are now all of a sudden saying, well, I don't know about this church thing. I really don't want to go to church no more. I don't know if there's a God. I mean, that's a cool thing that God can put you in position, you in somebody's life like that. But I had to have a few nevertheless moments. Amen? How many know you got to have a word from the Lord? Come on, touch somebody and say, I got to have a word. Because sometimes when things seem like they're headed in the wrong direction, a word from the Lord can sustain you to a point in your life where your perspective begins to shift and you move into an entirely different direction of where you thought you were going. And you come out the other side in victory. Amen? Somebody say, nevertheless. Now, I told you that little bit of my testimony. My testimony is a lot more deeper and tragic than that, but also more awesome than that, because God really pulled me out of a pit and changed my life. It's an amazing story. It'd take a couple hours to go through all of it. Those were just some highlights. But I had to come to a place where there were nevertheless moments. And I shared this with you this morning because I believe that we're in a time and we're in a season where the enemy today is unleashing everything he has against our children, against our teenagers, against our families, against our churches, against our society, against everything that we hold to be true. He is unleashing an attack. And what he does is what he really tries to do is he tries to position us in a place where we forfeit our faith, where we give up the faith. And we trade it in for something else. Come on, the devil's not after your wallet. He's not after your car. He's not after your home. He's after your faith. He only attacks your wallet, your car, and your home, and your family to get you out of faith. But the object of what he wants to destroy in your life is to get you to stop believing. He's going after your faith. Because how many understand, if you lose your job today, you can get another job. Come on, if you lose your house, you can rent another house. Your faith is what he wants. Your faith is what he wants to destroy. God can give you an instant miracle tomorrow and restore everything that the devil takes away. But if he takes your faith, he's got you. Amen? So the enemy of your soul is not after your money. He's after your faith. He doesn't need all your stuff. He's after your faith. Amen? And if he wants to have success in your life, then he wants to paralyze you and neutralize you so you cannot be effective in the kingdom of God anymore. That's his goal. Amen? Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. How many know if the devil can get you to stop believing the report of the Lord, and he can get you to stop believing the word that's over your life, then he can get you into a place where you live where there is no hope. Where you live with a give up attitude.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Lord, make us correct.
The Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard.
Have you been hurting from addiction, past hurts, fear, insecurity? Maybe your marriage is falling apart or your kids seem distant. If any of this sounds familiar, then it's time to break free from the chains, pains, and stains of the past. 2 Corinthians 3:17 declares, "Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Breakaway Recovery Group meets every Friday night at 7 p.m. in the Truth Church Cafe. Come out for a great worship experience, sound teaching, small groups, and coffee. Don't you think it's time to be free from everything that's held you back? Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce, 34981. For more information, please call 772-461-8555.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Only let into you have it all. My heart is yours. Only let into you have it all. My heart is yours.
Sing it again.
Only let into you have it all. My heart is yours. Only let into you have it all. My heart is yours.
I'll set you as a seal.
Charles Stanley recalls how his mom taught him to trust God in hard times.
And I can remember how many times she and I would get out of the bed and pray. And being a kid, I was a little frightened. So, Mom, what are we going to do? Here's what she'd say. We're going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. I didn't have any idea exactly oftentimes what that meant or how that would happen. And listen, over and over and over again, I saw God meet need after need. In my ear still rings, we're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. You know what she was doing? She was passing on to me by her lifestyle, by her difficulty, by her hardship, her trials, and the way she responded to them, she was passing on to me this message. You trust God no matter what. You trust God when you can't see your way clear. You trust Him when everything looks dark. You trust Him.
Charles Stanley on In Touch, teaching from a lifetime of walking with God.
In Touch is heard at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday here on WCNO.